Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hello, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. I'm really excited. Today I get to speak with Michael Gerber. Years ago, before we even started Service Roundtable, we read The E-Myth by Michael Gerber. We took it to heart. It didn't just apply to us. It applied to all the members of Service Roundtable, too. Years later, it still applies. It's one of the three books we think every residential service contractor should read. And I'm not the only one who thinks he's amazing. Inc. Magazine calls him the world's number one small business guru, the entrepreneurial and small business thought leader who has impacted the lives of millions of small business owners and hundreds of thousands of companies worldwide for over 40 years. He is the author of the New York Times mega bestsellers for two consecutive decades, The E-Myth Revisited, nine other worldwide best-selling E-Myth books concerning small business, entrepreneurship, leadership, and management. Additionally, he's written 19 industry-specific E-Myth vertical books co-authored by industry experts. I'm proud to say that Service Nation Alliance member Ken Goodrich is the co-author of the HVAC vertical book. And then I've got one other exciting announcement. Michael Gerber will be our keynote speaker at Service World Expo in October in Las Vegas. A chance to listen to Michael Gerber in person? That's something you don't want to miss. Also, there will be a book signing. So, Michael Gerber, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Well, thanks, David, and I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. Michael, there are lots of topics we could talk about today, but in the limited time that we have, I wanted to ask you one main question. You've worked with so many small businesses. Your perspective is invaluable. What, in your estimation, are the three top things residential service contractors should focus on that they're probably not focusing on?
That's a great question. Let me give you the three. The first is that every contractor should be clear about their exit strategy. In other words, preparing their company to be acquired. In short, every company on the planet is a product preparing to be sold. Very few contractors ever think about that until it's too late. Second, with number one in mind, every contractor should design, build, launch, and grow their company to become a world-class franchise prototype, whether they're going to franchise it or not, a great operating product prepared to be successfully replicated dozens upon dozens upon dozens of times. And finally, number three, in order for number one and number two to be done successfully, every contractor should envision their company as a world-renowned, economically profound service designed to transform the state of their brand of service with the best interests of their employees, their customers, and the service providers who work in tandem with them in mind. And that's the work I've been doing for over 45 years, David, turnkeying some of the most profoundly successful service companies into the best business products on the planet. At our meeting, and you mentioned Ken, I'm going to be introducing one of the very best of those, Ken Goodrich, a guy who took the E-Myth and applied it and applied it and applied it and applied it, a monumental success hero who's repeatedly performed beyond belief. And in the process, Ken's created 22 world-class HVAC and plumbing firms, each of which have been acquired. But think about it. Designed, built, launched, and grown, and then just like that, sold for millions to venture capitalists who have rewarded Ken not only for his genius, but for his persistence in pursuing the best, better than the best, time after time after time. So let me review the three. In short, build it to be sold, build it like the most successful franchise on the planet, and build it for the people who participate in the process to add extreme value to their lives. That's why they call me Michael E. Gerber, author of the E-Myth books. So, David, I'm absolutely, passionately thrilled to see you in Las Vegas and all the folks listening right now to completely transform your lives.
And Ken is amazing. He is a completely impressive guy. He is the only person that I've invited to speak at our meetings twice consecutively. and tell the exact same story both times because I thought they were so good. You know, you just don't do that. But 2 years running, I wanted him to get up in front of our members and just tell the same story of his success, how he grew his business from nothing into $100 million and following the principles that you've laid out. I was wondering if you have time, could we dig into the three principles that you outlined for us?
Sure. Well, number one is build it to be sold. In other words, yeah. There's an end game. So he started a business with absolutely one thing in mind. He said, I'm going to build it and I'm going to sell it for $1 million in 3 years. That's what he said. I'm going to follow the E-Myth religiously and I'm going to build this turnkey practice and sell it in 3 years. And in fact, so, he did. But not so for $1 million. He sold it for $3 million.
So it's interesting when you said what you said there. It sounds like he was very specific at the beginning of it. And that kind of specificity sounds like it's something that ought to be formalized or documented, that maybe the owner should write it down, share it with others, and then say when they want to exit, how they want to exit, and maybe how much they want to exit for, assuming they're doing that. Is there anything else that people should think about when they're creating their exit plan?
Well, absolutely. And when I said he made up his mind to do that, he made up his mind to do two things. One, to follow the regimen that I provide in the E-Myth Revisited, the seven steps, your primary aim, your strategic objective, your organization chart, your management system, your people development system, your marketing system, and all the other operating systems that are critical for the company to actually work again and again and again every single time. So you use the word specificity. Specificity is the ball game. And specificity, unfortunately, David, is lacking in almost every small company that we ever walk into. There is no specificity. It's just doing it, doing it, doing it, doing it, busy, 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 busy. And everybody who's listening to this right now knows they're guilty of that. So, yes, specificity is key. And the first is, I'm going to exit this business at some point in the future. I've got to be clear about what that point is and for how much. Because unless I have that picture, I can't organize my company to become that value in the mind of the person who's going to acquire it.
What have you seen as a good practice about sharing that information? Do you typically see that business owners share their exit plan with their employees, or is it vary, or do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea?
Well, I think everything is a good idea if it's specific and if it has logic to it. So effectively, you just don't go rambling around and saying, hey, Jerry, I think I'm going to sell my business. Hey, Judy, I think I'm going to sell my business. Hey, Jim, I think I'm going to sell my business. You don't do that, because all that does is create chaos. So obviously, right. When you read the E-Myth, what you've read in the E-Myth, why you believe in the E-Myth so clearly, so consciously, so committedly, is because it's a logical system. Step one, step two, step three, step four, a logical system. It's not just a rambling series of what ifs and how whens. It's a logical system. So every single entrepreneur, would-be entrepreneur, small business owner, contractor, no matter what kind of service they provide, has got to think logically, clearly, specifically. And that's what we have been teaching small business owners to do for over 45 years. And it's the specificity of it that makes it so damn effective. If it isn't specific, it's sort of just somewhat. And if it's just somewhat, it's none of the things I talked about in the three things I listed.
With respect to building your company as a world-class franchise prototype, once you've done that, and that's no small feat, but the ability to replicate business...
You just said something, yeah? Which is a belief. And yeah. That is that that's no small thing. And I'm mm-hmm. saying, oh, yes, it is, if you follow the rules of the game. The problem is, so few business owners even understand the game they're playing. So they can't possibly follow the rules of the game because there aren't any rules of the game they're playing. In fact, most small businesses are chaos, absolute chaos. So the very first thing that has to happen is they've got to understand the logic of growth, the logic of organization, the logic of branding, the logic of creating a system. And that's what we've been teaching. Teaching it. Many millions of people read my books. But let me tell you, the great tragedy is they read it, perhaps, but then they don't do it. Ken Goodrich did it, absolutely did it. And Ken can speak to that in a way that every single person listening to him can feel. But then they need to say, teach me to do it. And if a person stands up and says, teach me to do it, and then simply becomes an absolutely avid student of the great work that entrepreneurship brings to the world, then something absolutely seeming magical can happen. It's easy when you do it the right way. It's incredibly complex when you fumble around.
Good point. And when you have accomplished this, you become extremely attractive to buyers and investors.
No kidding.
I guess Ken is a great example of that as well, isn't he?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I mean, think about it. He started the company, he built it for sale, he sold it. He started another one, built it for sale, he sold it. He started another one, built it for sale, he sold it. And each and every time he did that, he sold it for more. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's astonishing.
If you still have time, I wanted to ask a couple things about your third point. One is that you talk about service providers who work in tandem with the company. I find that really interesting because I've been on both sides of the vendor-partner relationship, and you know, sometimes it seems like there's two parties duking it out and each one trying to best the other one. And in other cases, it feels like it's two parties working together to improve both businesses. From the way you describe this, I sense you fall on the side of a positive relationship with vendors and working together to improve their businesses. Is that how you think about it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's a relationship. You get married. You're in relationship. It's not just one person in that relationship. It's called relationship because there's two people in that relationship. Well, she's got to experience a great relationship just as he's got to experience a great relationship, which means when you begin that relationship, you have to have a conversation, a serious conversation about what the word relationship means to you, to her, to perhaps your church, to perhaps your synagogue, to perhaps whatever influences there are in your lives, to the fact that you're going to have children and suddenly you're going to have new relationships, to the fact that those children are going to eventually get married, and so forth and so forth and so forth and so forth. So obviously, it requires specificity. It requires commitment. It requires a conviction that I'm here in relationship with these other folks, each of whom are here in relationship with me and each other. And our job at the very beginning of this is to design that relationship in such a way that it works for everyone. Because to the degree I don't do that, it fails. And it becomes exactly what you described. He gets what he wants. She gets what she wants. He gets it instead of giving to her. She gets it instead of giving to him. In short, it becomes conflict. And relationships and conflict are absolutely the opposite of what I've described in these three most important things that have to happen in every single company on the planet.
This is absolutely fascinating stuff, Michael. I'm so looking forward to seeing you in Service World Expo. And thank you so much for your time today. This has been fantastic. I know everybody that listens to this, I hope they will all run out and buy your book if they haven't read it already. And if they have read it, I hope they will rethink what they're doing and start executing. Because as you said,
if they have read it, read it again.
Yeah, read it again and start following it.
I met a guy from London who acquires small businesses, and he said when he started, he had absolutely no understanding of what a small business really was and how it worked. And he said somebody gave him my book, The E-Myth Revisited, suggested he read it. He said he has read that book now 20 times. Now hear me. He reads it every year, reviews it every year. He's been in business for 20 years, and the E-Myth is alive today in that company as it ever was in year one. So I'm suggesting that every single person who's listening, who perhaps has read the E-Myth Revisited, pick it up and read it again. Pick it up and read it again, because you're going to find stuff you never realized you missed the first time. Just do it.
Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas, and I'll talk to you then.
Perfect, David. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea, or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.